And now this is a dictation for Mark, M-A-R-K, Jolls, J-O-L-L-S, April 28, 65, addresses a letter, Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 668-0423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, a follow-up for Mr. Jolls, who has hypertension, low potassium, with evidence of activity for mineralocorticoid. We did a teleconference. All the review system at this moment is negative. He lost weight on purpose from 221 to 185. Says to be eating right. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output without infection, cloudiness, or blood. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. No claudication symptoms. Review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice maximal dose losartan 100. Also high dose of aldactone 100. Blood pressure at home, well controlled, 117.79. He is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, attentive, no facial asymmetry, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry from April, creatinine baseline at 1.1. Potassium remains low at 3.3, a normal sodium acid base. Present GFR 55 or better, stage 3 or better. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hypertension with hypokalemia. With urinary wasting of potassium, suggestive of potentially mineralocorticoid activity. Potassium remains low despite maximal dose losartan and aldactone. At the same time, kidney function is stable and blood pressure well controlled. We will update magnesium to make sure that that's not the cause for low persistent magnesium, low persistent potassium. We will update renin aldosterone activity. He's known to have normal kidney size without obstruction or urinary retention. All questions answered, end of dictation.